Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Another day, another pack of leftist lies. Sorry for ripping a Band-Aid off so fast, folks, but facts is facts. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What lies will the White House and the media try to sell us on today? The continuous lies, right? There was no election cheating and blah, 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 whatever. Lies, lies, and more lies. Get the vaccine so we can save the world, stop the spread, and all the other nonsense. By the way, every bit of it debunked on this show with pure common sense that was followed up by what? Anybody want to guess? The actual outcome, the facts. And you know why you can't fool me? Because common sense prevails. Common sense that says, wait a minute. Not enough people are dying to call this a scamdemic. Wait a minute. These vaccines seem to come along pretty quickly. Wait a minute. Why are we not getting the real reports about these vaccines from what I'm hearing and seeing? Oh, wait a minute. I thought the hospitals were supposed to be completely overcrowded. And you, as I said, you wouldn't, at the time of the Wu flu, you drive by them, they were parking lots empty. No, not even doctors' cars, nurses' cars. Film from all over the world showing people going, breaking into hospitals going, there are no patients here. And I could go on. Misreported, underreported, lying about the data of people that get the shots, lying about the data with respect to pregnant women and what's happening to the babies, and so on and so forth. They can't even make baby formula, the Biden administration, but they got lies on top of lies. Oh, and while we're talking about vaccines, have you gotten your monkey butt vaccine? Just in case you decide to become a gay man experimenting with some new hookup app, maybe you should get the monkey butt vaccine. I know it's called monkeypox. I call it monkey butt. Oh, what? Like that doesn't happen? Gay men don't get on an app and go, hey, meet me at the what do they call it? The bathhouse and let's hook up. I heard a gay guy on the radio, he talked about, I don't know, he said, oh, before I got married, one time I hooked up with two guys in a steam bath, and some straight guys came in. He's a comedian, but he's like, some straight guys came in. He goes, and what made me so proud is one of our guys said, are you guys here for sex? And they said, what? And they go, no, we're just here to use a steam bath. They go, then just go, because they had all been having sex together, this guy and two other guys in the steam bath. Ugh. I mean, just... Look, I don't care what you do. I really don't. But really, so you're mad that guys came in to use the steam bath for what it's used for. And you know what this guy said? He used to pride himself. I'm telling you, this is on Sirius XM. He used to pride himself on all the places that he would have, you know, sex with men. He goes, elevators, storage rooms, whatever. It was a prideful thing for him to say, where could I have my hookup sex as quickly and as often as I could? And then we wonder, how did monkey butt become an issue? I'm going to tell you something. I'm not worried about monkey butt, and I'm not worried about Wu flu. And I had Wu flu, but I haven't had monkey butt, and I never will. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, in case you're wondering, who is this crazy madman? He's a dude that's just breaking it down for you. I'm telling you what the average Joe or the average Jane is saying. The government wants us scared. They want us dependent. They want, oh, I'm afraid I'll get monkey butt. I ain't afraid of getting monkey butt. If Wu flu or monkey butt doesn't kill you, though, why don't you just kill yourself? Lord knows, if you go grocery shopping or stop to fill up your gas tank, you might just wonder, is life worth living? Trans men continue to dominate women's sports. I don't know if you guys are paying attention. I want you to remember the stuff that we are now dealing with because of leftism. See, I remember a time when women competed in women's sports. I remember time when we didn't care if you were gay in a sport. If you were a gay basketball player, I don't care. Just go out there and do your job. Score some points. Play some defense. D up, baby. But we live in a time where, oh, Michael Sam's is the first gay NFL football player. No, he wasn't. I'm just reminding you, he wasn't. Remember the big deal? He got drafted. And then he kissed his boyfriend. And it was supposed to be such a big deal. Who cares, man? Do you play football? Are you good enough to make the team or not? And for the record, I said he would never play football in the NFL. Was I right or was I wrong? You already know the answer. Of course I was right. He wasn't good enough. But what it did was it made us all wake up to the possibilities. If you wish upon a star. I just want to be gay and go play in the NFL one day. Oh my gosh, it's my dream. Okay, great. Yeah, he didn't. So we still have we had gay people playing in the NFL? Yes, we have. And you know why they were good? Why they you don't know who they were? They focused on their job, not their sexuality. LGBTQ still wants its pronouns while you were sleeping. You think they woke up and had sanity and said, you know what? Let's just stick with this. He and she and we and they. You know, for everybody, and you, and you. I mean, no, they still want the za, the z's, the we, they, I, you know, whatever. Don't act like you know my gender, doggone it. Wait until I tell you my gender before you act like you know my gender. My gender. Well, I know this, I know your agenda. Smash and grab robberies, folks, still happening all over the country. One of my friends said she was paying at a CVS, you know. We were at a gathering. She said, she goes, yeah, we were paying at CVS and somebody went in and just started ripping it off. And she goes, I looked at my husband and almost said, well, why don't we just run out? Why are we paying? I know why, because you're white conservatives and you pay for stuff. Also, you're scared. You know there's accountability. You figure you would be the ones that would get caught. You would be, because they got you on full camera. These people that are coming in to rip it off, they got on their COVID Wu flu mask and their hoodies and their Black Lives Matter and Antifa things on the back of their hoodies. And everybody knows, leave them alone. Just leave them alone. But you go in there and you play by the rules. I'm surprised you didn't get arrested for paying. They didn't figure out something on you. Weren't you part of the January 6th insurrection? No, I was nowhere near D.C. Y'all scarred, you white folks. I'm just using this little bit of time, the intro, to remind you of all the craziness happening in the world, and it's not your fault.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden is an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to this country. He's an embarrassment to the world. And anybody who voted for him, the 40 million or so of you who did, you are fools, you are clowns, you are morons, idiots. There's a host of other words I could use to describe you. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You are listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And I hope if you listen to my words, you listen to this show, you're one of the people who joined our backstage club. Thanks to the many people who have, because it helps us offset costs. But I hope you reward us, because what we do on this program is tell you the truth, and you feel good about being a conservative American, a Bible-thumping, you know, gun-toting, capitalist-supporting, military-supporting, law enforcement-supporting American who plays by the rules. And you just believe in your heart of hearts that right conquers might. You're going to win. We will win in the end, and you are right. Glad you guys are here. I want you to listen to this news report about Biden canceling his trip to Israel and Saudi Arabia. And you already know why. They touch on it in the piece, but there's also this, they try to make it sound like, no, it was just routine. We had to, it was a, who knows why Biden had to cancel, but we'll get into that in a bit. But I want you to listen to the very first. They talk about the glowing economic outlook. And we're going to delve into that this hour for sure.
Let's go now to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and President Biden. Two stories emerging there today. One, some good economic news. But first, as we've mentioned, the president delaying his trip to Saudi Arabia. Let's go to NBC's Josh Letterman in Rehoboth Beach with the president. So what happened there, Josh? What do we know?
On Thursday, NBC News and many other news outlets reported that there would be this highly anticipated trip by President Biden, not only to Israel, but also to another longtime U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia, a country that is central right now to President Biden's efforts to try to increase oil production and bring down global gas and oil prices. And then, according to a foreign diplomat and two U.S. officials who spoke to Andrea Mitchell and myself on individuals were notified that this trip, which was expected this month to be tacked on to a trip President Biden is already scheduled to do to Europe, is no longer happening this month. That both of those stops will now be part of a separate Mideast trip the president will go on in July. Now, officials are not explaining what the cause for the delay is, but we do know that the announcement of this trip, or really just the revelation in news reports about this trip, had really prompted a lot of scrutiny and some criticism from human rights advocates, given Saudi Arabia's record on those issues, as well as the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But we also know that this has been a country that is critical to so many of President Biden's foreign policy crises and issues right now. Biden yesterday addressing some of that sensitivity in these remarks. Take a listen.
I have been engaged in trying to work with how we can bring more stability and peace in the Middle East.
Look,
I'm not going to change my view on human rights, but as President of the United States, my job is to bring peace if I can. Peace if I can. And that's what I'm going to try to do.
The guy who essentially brought war to Ukraine says he wants to bring peace in the Middle East. Here's what I would tell you if you live in the Middle East and Biden says he's going to bring peace. Run! You better run! Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So the journalist asks, what happened there, Josh?
Well, it was a highly anticipated trip to Israel and Saudi Arabia. And I love this part. Central to Biden's efforts to increase oil production.
Somebody remind me, didn't we have a president who made us independent on foreign oil? Somebody, what was that guy's name? Let me think. Bump, jump, glump. I'll get it in a minute. I think it's hysterical. They really trying to play hide the ball like we're the dog and they act like they toss the ball and we're like, where'd the ball go? Where'd the ball go? Look, Donald Trump had us independent of foreign oil. We were an oil exporter, and now they say publicly it is central to Biden's efforts to increase oil production. A visit to Saudi Arabia. He's dependent upon, I tell you, what next? A visit to Russia? A visit to Venezuela? Central. But it was canceled. Abruptly, scheduled later, no explanation. Hey, I got one. I got an explanation. The Saudis said, keep your sorry old white Democrat progressive butt home. We don't need to see you. You have no influence over us. In fact, we got you over a barrel, old man. You can't drill because you're a green weenie and AOC will get mad at you. And Lord knows you can't. You're the president of the United States. You can't have some former bartender getting mad at you because you have a shift in sanity on your policies. No, you can't have that. And I love how they,
well, he's canceling because, you know, it's human rights. You know, no matter what, I'm going to make sure that the human rights are there. Don't be.
Now, meanwhile, China is essentially breeding people to harvest their organs. They're coming down on the Uyghurs.
raping and pillaging them. They're expelling Muslims, which I don't necessarily blame them. But the point is, they're doing all these different things to what would be a, quote, violation of human rights. The reason why I say I don't blame them for expelling Muslims is they're saying, we're not going to let you set up some radical system here where we end up having to deal with it internally, you know, with terrorism internally. We're not going to deal with it. And for the record, I will tell you, Islam would not do well in China because China doesn't have any respect for your religious rights. If you bomb something in China, China will probably bomb the mosque. They don't have to care. So anyway, the point is that all these atrocities that are going on around the world, human trafficking, etc., and Joe Biden, well, they killed that journalist. Hey, Joe Biden, in case you missed it, the Democrats killed journalism in America. Not a single journalist, but all of it. There are no journalists on the left any longer. They're nothing but parrots. People that just talk what they're supposed to talk about. There's no news development. A person comes on and says, hey, today in Minneapolis, blah, blah, blah. It is all talking points. So what are you talking about?
Well, I'm not going to Saudi Arabia because of the human rights and them, you know, killing this Khashoggi fellow or whatever. Just complete nonsense.
Complete nonsense. The killing of a journalist, huh? That's the reason why you canceled your trip. You canceled your trip because Israel, and particularly Saudi Arabia, won't take your phone calls. They don't care about you. And I will even make you a bet. They probably say, we can't guarantee your safety. Critical to Biden's foreign policy. But what's he going to work on? Hey, we are so lucky. We are so lucky, Americans. Joe Biden is going to work on peace in the Middle East. Wait a minute. Wasn't there a president who was achieving that? Was it Bump or Jump or Glump or something? I'll get back to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering the holy war on American domestic energy that he promised on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, energy costs and gas prices for American families have absolutely skyrocketed.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, taking to the Senate floor on Tuesday. This as gas and energy prices continue to skyrocket across the country. Meanwhile, Democrats, including President Biden, say Russia's war with Ukraine and supply chain issues are causing the high energy prices. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing about domestic terrorism with testimony from survivors, family members of victims, and others impacted by mass shootings in Buffalo, New York. Since the Buffalo shooting, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has signed new gun control bills into law. This is USA Radio News. Hackers are continuing to exploit a flaw in Microsoft.
As hacker groups continue to exploit Windows Zero Day, that makes it unusually easy to execute malicious code on target computers, Microsoft is keeping mum and refusing to even say if it has plans to patch the vulnerability. Late last week, security firm Proofpoint said that hackers were exploiting the remote code execution vulnerability called Folina. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union is blaming Russia's war on Ukraine for causing a global food crisis. Ukraine is a major exporter of wheat, cereals, and cooking oil used in the developing world. In a separate meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russia is preventing Ukrainian grain exports from leaving the country, and he accused Russian forces of destroying Ukraine's agricultural infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's go now to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and President Biden. Two stories emerging there today. One, some good economic news, but first, as we've mentioned, the president delaying his trip to Saudi Arabia.
I want to focus on this good economic news. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I play that clip again because they sneak that in. Oh, there's good economic news, but first let's concentrate on this trip, the president's trip to Saudi Arabia that got canceled. Why? Because the Saudi Arabians said, we don't need to talk to this old white fool. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Steve Hilton, who's got a weekend show on Fox News, did actually, and he's a nice guy. I don't have anything against him. But he talks about the economic news that the White House is trying to spin is such good economic news. Now, the clip I just played was NBC News selling us on the idea that there's good economic news out there. Well, Steve Hilton dissected this good economic news. It has us spending twice as much for food, almost in some cases three times more than you were paying for gasoline 2 years ago. And has the lowest job participation in decades, but he dissects it, and I want to go into it a little bit because this will segue into all the other things that the left wants you to ignore and how they have their cutesy little names for things, right? The Great Reset, and now you'll hear a new term. Anyway, here's Steve Hilton talking about all the different things that the Biden administration is trying to gloss over at this point.
Evening, everyone. Welcome to the next revolution. So as the spending power of your household budget shrinks faster than the crowd at a Biden campaign event, as you eat your dinner in the dark, thanks to Biden's coming power blackouts, as you take those shorter showers on the orders of California Governor Gavin Newsom, just remember that your suffering and pain is not in vain. Your sacrifice is not for nothing. In fact, it is for something big, something beautiful, something important, something called the Great Transition. Yes, it is all part of the plan, all part of Biden's Great Transition.
We're going through an incredible transition that is taking place, and God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger.
You'll be stronger. You see, we have to make the economy weaker to make it stronger. We have to make you weaker because then you'll be stronger. That's the Great Transition. Just like if you can't find a job, that's great too. Lower jobs growth is a good thing. We learned that on Friday.
We aren't likely to see the kind of blockbuster job reports month after month like we had over this past year. But that's a good thing.
See, if there's not as many new jobs, that's good. In fact, it's great. It's part of the great transition. Before you think this is just another Biden gaffe, remember, it's not only Biden. This is their actual story. Seriously, this is what they're going with. Here was Pete Buttigieg today.
Well, right now, what we are doing is preparing for the road ahead, where you're not going to see this kind of swift, red-hot, wildly fast economic growth that we had over the last year or so.
Oh, it's so swift, red hot, wildly fast. It may even be wildly red and swiftly fast. In fact, it's so red, hot, and wild that apart from during the peak of the pandemic lockdowns, the labor participation rate, the proportion of adults actually working, is the lowest for 45 years. I guess that's part of the great transition, too.
Lowest labor participation rate in 45 years. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Your spending power shrinks, eating dinner in the dark, taking shorter showers. Suffering and pain is not in vain, however, because we are going through what Joe Biden and the people are calling the Great Transition. And Joe Biden says it's an incredible transition. God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger. God willing, we will be stronger as a nation, and you will be stronger that we've gone through this. And oh, by the way, lower jobs growth, that's a good thing. You're not going to see that fast transition, that fast growth like we had year one. Oh, I think what they mean is when he was running on the muscle memory of Donald Trump. See, now it's all Biden, and the reason why you're watching this up, down, mostly down cycle of jobs is because it's all Joe Biden's policies. No more muscle memory of the Trump campaign. So now the new talking point, and you've heard it, and you're going to hear it a thousand times. Well, listen, things aren't going to be like it was the first year when Joe Biden accelerated everything, when Joe Biden was really hot, when Joe Biden did the Joe Biden in the stock market. All Joe Biden's first year was the muscle memory of Donald Trump. And he's lucky he had that momentum, because without it, we would be officially in the Great Depression, number two. Not a recession, in a depression. If they weren't manipulating the numbers, if it weren't that the government said, you know what, let's not come anywhere close to reporting what really is happening, we would call this what it is. It is not a great transition. It is a great depression number two. Simple as that. These people can't make baby formula. They can't even figure out how to disrupt the supply chain. Why? Because Joe Biden's policy is continued to depend on his partners, you know, because guess who set up that partnership with China? That would be Hunter Biden. See, if we were being serious about finding out why we're having these issues, we would go back and do the research. And if this were Trump's problem and Donald Trump Jr. had been in China negotiating this stuff in Ukraine and Russia, they would be calling it what it is. Corruption. And if we were smart as citizens, we would demand that government stop using voodoo economics in order to report things to us. Because how can you declare that we're in the midst of, oh, things are going good, when you're giving us nothing but doom and gloom? And I remind you, what did the woman at NBC say? This good economic forecast. Play that clip again.
Let's go now to Rehavith Beach, Delaware, and President Biden. Two stories emerging there today. One, some good economic news.
I ask you, where was the good economic news? Let me give you some good economic news, some economic news. You figure out if it's good or bad. I'll let you make that determination yourself. But it says, here's an article. It says, have you ever seen egg prices at $1 per egg range or $12 a dozen? Hold on a few months and perhaps you will. That is the context for the scale of food price increases the USDA is now starting to predict. The highest predicted change in food cost in well over 40 years. That's the USDA's warning in their revised May food price outlook. They post the data. This month, the USDA just re-revised. Oh, hang on. I take that back. Revised the forward price outlook, and things are grim. It likely doesn't come as a surprise to many CTH readers. I don't know what that is. I guess that's the place that did the article. Who is it?
Who's CTH? Whoever they are. It says, but we've been discussing the convergence of events since October of 2021, when we first were able to predict wave one, December and January, wave two, March and April, inflation. Now, I'm not going to be brag too much on this, but really, you predicted inflation in a time of Joe Biden's presidency? I'm going to make a prediction. Gas prices in a week are going to be higher than they are today. I'm going to make another prediction for you. Food prices in a week are going to be higher than they are today. I told you, I've already made another one. I'll give you another prediction. You want one? I'll give you one. Here's another prediction. Joe Biden will not be the nominee for the Democrats in 2024. I've already said it. I've said it again. They go on in the article. However, the underlying data for wave three is double the prior two phases. Keep in mind, this data is national and skewed towards low estimations. It says, when the USDA predicts egg prices increasing by 19.5 to 20.5% from where those prices are now, there will be regions with much higher retail increases than estimated. Just 2 months ago, the USDA had egg inflation at 2.5 to 3.5% range year over year. Again, that's the scale of change. That's the scale of change. From a 3.5 forward look to a 20.5% forward outlook effective right now. Food at home grocery store prices up 7 to 8% in this monthly review versus the April outlook of a rise of 5 to 6%. That means the USDA is predicting the highest grocery store rise since 1980 when prices rose 8.1%. They rose 7.2% in 1981. They said there is no reason to think the USDA forecast will not rise again in June. Now, these are the people studying the market. By the way, I don't have to study. The only thing that I can't give you are percentages. But here's what I'll tell you. You might be selling a part of your liver today, but you may be giving up a kidney tomorrow. You get what I'm saying? It's going to get ugly. And there's nothing the Democrats can do about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden's got nothing but doom and gloom to report. And if Trump were president, the economists would call a recession a recession. But because Captain Demento, the illegally appointed president, is in office, they skirt the issue. They use little euphemistic terms. They say, oh, well, it's not going to be as robust or as vibrant as the first year when Joe Biden was running on Trump's coattails. No, it's going to actually kick in now, and it's going to be Biden's economy going forward. And guess what, people? That's going to be doom and gloom. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Only about a quarter of American voters say they approve of Biden's handling of inflation.
In the new ABC News Ipsos poll published on Sunday, 28% of voters said they approve of Biden's handling of inflation, 27% approving how he's handling the rising gas prices. So almost three quarters of the country sees Biden and team for what they are, worthless. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They said Biden bodes much better within his own party, with 56% of Democrats approving of his handling of inflation and 51% saying the same about gas prices. So over a plurality of Democrats are okay with the food prices doubling and gas prices doubling or tripling in some areas. It's okay. It's part of what they call it, the great something, inflection point. They always got a new name for something when they can't call it what it is, which is dismal failure. 37% said they approve of Biden's handling of the economic recovery. Do you feel economically recovered? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I bought $323 worth of groceries that wouldn't, I mean, it looked like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Surely you've made a mistake there, Mr. Checker. And $100, $98 in gas. I think I told you guys a story. Melissa gave me a $100 bill, and she says, hey, go to the grocery store and get these two or three items. And I was like, score. Because I love when she gives me, you know, not that, you know, I'm like on a diet or anything for money, but she gives me money because normally we pay by credit card. So I'm thinking, all right, score. I have an extra 40, 50 bucks because she wants me to go pick up these three or four items. So I go to the store, I pick up these items, whatever it was she wanted, and I had $2 left. Now, if you had made me a bet that I wasn't going to get at least $20 of pocket change, I would have taken it. I'm thinking 30, 40 bucks, because it was, and I got it. I was like, okay, and we need Gain, you know, detergent or whatever. Whatever it is, I'm thinking, no way is this going to be, you know, big stuff. $98 later, I get my little $2.13. I'm like, what? And I'm not the only one suffering this. You know what I'm talking about. Joe Biden is down 16 percentage points from his high July of 2021 when he was still running off the Trump economy. They also went on to talk about this, and I love how they try to put a spin on it. The May jobs report reveals a super tight labor market for boomerang companies and a slowing one for others, and that might not be bad. That's what somebody wrote about this. More hyped than Stranger Things, at least by economists. Friday's Monday jobs report, a.k.a. America's Labor 101 report card, came at a critical time for the economy. The results? The booming job market cooled in May. Keyword, cooled slightly in May. The keyword, slightly. Job growth was stronger than expected, but eased. I love how, it's like, well, which is it? Stronger than expected by whom? The economist? Which economist? It's vague, and it's intentionally vague, but it eased. Eased compared to what? Last year? Under Trump? The U.S. added 390,000 payrolls, the lowest since April of 2021, but stronger than expected. I mean, just remember what I said a second ago. Usually this number is enough to indicate the labor market's health. This time, not so much. Since the problem isn't demand for workers, it's supply. So what they're telling you is this. There are so many more jobs than there are people. How many people do you know who aren't working? Let me tell you what I know. I know there are working age kids who would... When I was growing up, they would have given body parts to get jobs that they can get now and make the kind of money they can make to start. I've seen jobs. I saw a job at a car wash. You know, one of these, what, you know, not self-service, but the full service car washes. They said up to $1,500 bounty for you to come apply.
Now, if I was, when I was a kid, if you had given me a bounty to work, so before I even do anything, you're going to give me $1,500 to come get the application, fill out, and last a certain amount of time, I'm there. And then you're going to go there, and you know what? It's not going to be minimum wage. They need you so badly, they're going to pay you $15 an hour, and you're going to get your bonus. Just stay here 90 days. Work hard. Survive. Labor force participation. Well, guess what affects labor force participation? Your welfare program, Joe Biden. Labor force participation, they put, perhaps more telling, nudged up 62.3%. A sign Americans are slowly returning to work. I played a clip earlier from Steve Hilton. We have the lowest labor participation rate in four decades. They said, still, 5 million more open roles than available workers. And here I thought all these illegals coming to America were ready to go to work. Wage growth. You think that's good news? Nope. Even though these people say the jobs market reveals some really good things. Booming job market, wage growth ticked down. Rising 5.2% from a year earlier, but still twice the rate that earnings were rising pre-pandemic as companies bump pay to compete. So let me explain that. Companies are paying more money. They're bumping up salaries to get people to come in. Please come to work. We need you. And even with the bump, your pay is less. That's right. You want to know why? Joe Biden. Inflation. It can't keep up with what, so, okay, I'll pay you $100 an hour, but a cup of coffee costs $150. So, what has it bought you?
Oh, raise wages, raise wages for everybody. Yeah,
but a house that used to cost you $150,000 that was in squalor, now is $1,000,000. Let me tell you something. I don't know how the housing market is where you are. Tract houses that I wouldn't pay $200,000 for, sell in my area for $600,000, $700,000, 3x what they should be paid, what you should be paying for them. And I know it's not unique to me. Then they go on to write, a tale of two markets. Unemployment stayed at a pandemic low of 3.6%, and rebounding sectors like hospitality can't hire fast enough. The paradox. Sectors that thrive mid-pandemic are slowing hiring and cutting jobs. So in other words, there are some sectors that are saying, we have to rebound, we're trying to, you know, hospitality being one. The restaurant industry, things like that are coming back. You know why? People are ready to get out. They were like, shoot, man, I'm going to want to be locked up. I'm going out. I don't want anybody to see, to go back to pre-pandemic or scamdemic stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and go out and spend money, and I'm going to spend even more than I have. But you know what the real indicators are? The nuts and bolts companies, the ones that are not luxury, because eating out is a luxury. They are saying, we are battening down the hatches. So yes, airlines are trying to hire, restaurants, hotels, some retailers trying to hire. But there are a lot of other people who are unhiring. Slowing demand. Tech jobs. Peloton, for example. Netflix. Carvana. I can tell you specifically, Carvana was going to occupy a building in Phoenix, and they decided, we have too much space for the people we have. They're firing employees, cutting their staff, and they told the group that's looking at those buildings, go ahead and buy them. Right out from underneath them. It was going to be a Carvana complex. Not anymore. You know who else is scaling back? Tesla, Microsoft, Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, Salesforce, Twitter, Uber, Wayfair, Snap. These are not little companies, folks. These are people who were going to make huge investments in people. And they said no, led by Elon Musk, who I think is a real good indicator of what's to come.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.